You're listening to SBS News.
For months, Istanbul restaurant Tarihi Balıkçı has tried to absorb the surging cost of the sunflower oil it uses to fry fish, calamari and mussels. But in early April, with oil prices nearly four times higher than they were in 2019, the restaurant has finally raised its prices. Waiter and cook Masun Aktas says they held off increasing prices for as long as they could.
We resisted. We said, let's wait a bit. Maybe the market will improve. Maybe prices will stabilise. But we saw that there's no improvement. So we increased the prices. That's how we're able to offset costs.
He says even some long-time customers look at the menu and walk away.
For the first time this year, we've seen customers turn back after hearing the price of the fish in bread. In previous years, they'd see the price increase but wouldn't say anything. But this year, they turned back. The customer can't afford it.
Global cooking oil prices have been rising since the COVID-19 pandemic began due to poor harvests in South America, virus-related labour shortages, and steadily increasing demand from the biofuel industry. Ukraine supplies nearly half of the world's sunflower oil, on top of the 25% from Russia. But the war in Ukraine has interrupted shipments and caused cooking oil prices to rise. It's the latest blow to global food supply and another rising cost that's pinching households and businesses amid soaring inflation. With the conflict already contributing to high food and energy costs, it is hitting poor people the hardest. The war has disrupted crucial grain shipments from Ukraine and Russia and worsened a global fertilizer crunch, resulting in costlier and less abundant food. Steve Matthews is the co-head of research at Grow Intelligence, an agriculture data and analytics company. He says the war has exacerbated existing issues.
The cooking oil situation is commensurate with the overall food situation in the world. Prices are up a great deal over the past year or so, on the order of 40% in some cases in some vegetable oils. And in the case of sunflower oil, you can't even get it, even if you want it, because of the Ukraine war. It's important to note that the trends were in place before the war started, but the war has made things much worse.
The loss of affordable supplies of wheat, barley, and other grains raises the prospect of food shortages and political instability in Middle Eastern, African, and some Asian countries, where millions rely on subsidized bread and cheap noodles. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says vegetable oil prices hit a record high in February, then increased by another 23% in March. And the World Bank says the price of soybean oil has more than doubled since 2019. Palm oil prices are up 200% and set to go higher after Indonesia, one of the world's top producers, banned exports last week to protect domestic supply. Some supermarket chains in Turkey have imposed limits on the amount of vegetable oil households can purchase after concerns about shortages sparked panic buying. German shoppers are posting photos on social media of empty shelves where sunflower and canola oil usually sit. Spain, Italy, and the United Kingdom are rationing. Emiwati runs a food stall in Jakarta, Indonesia, and says she needs 24 litres of cooking oil a day. She makes nasi kapau, traditional mixed rice that she serves with dishes like deep-fried omelettes. Since January, she's had trouble finding cooking oil, and what she does buy is much more expensive.
I am sad. It is getting difficult to sell the foods now, as we are still in the pandemic too. We keep trying to find and buy the cooking oil, even though it is expensive.
Profits are down, but she fears losing customers if she raises prices.
We accept the price of cooking oil increasing, but we cannot increase the price of the foods we sell. We cannot do that. It is difficult to adjust the price. People know the price of the food, and if we raise the price, they will not buy it.
Industry experts say prices could moderate by the time farmers in the Northern Hemisphere harvest corn, soybeans, and other crops. But there's always the danger of bad weather. Last year, drought pummeled Canada's canola and Brazil's soybean crops, while heavy rains affected palm oil production in Malaysia. AgroIntelligence's Mr. Matthews says farmers may be hesitant to plant enough crops to make up for shortfalls from Ukraine or Russia because they don't know when the war might end.
It's possible that they have plateaued in the short run. However, the fundamentals are still extremely bullish for prices. And the reason for that is not necessarily or not entirely the Ukraine war, but rather the already existing shortage and price increase in fertilizers globally. So that ultimately largely comes down to energy. The availability of natural gas in particular has caused massive increases in prices of fertilizer, which will lead to farmers using less fertilizer this year, which will lead to smaller crops, which will lead to higher prices in the long run.
Longer term, the crisis may lead to countries to reconsider biofuel mandates, which dictate the amount of vegetable oils that must be blended with fuel in a bid to reduce emissions and energy imports. Indonesia has recently delayed a plan to require 40% palm oil-based biodiesel, while the European Commission says it would support member states that choose to reduce their biofuel mandates. In the meantime, consumers and businesses are struggling. Harry Niazi, who owns Famous Ollie's Fish Experience in London, says he used to pay about £22, around $39 Australian, for a 20-litre jug of sunflower oil. The cost has recently jumped to over £42, around $75. Mr. Niazi goes through as many as 8 jugs per week. But what worries him even more than rising prices is the thought of running out of sunflower oil altogether. He's thinking of selling his truck and using the cash to stock up on oil to ensure his business can continue operating.
Are we going to get any? I don't know. Are we going to start trading again with Russia and Ukraine? I don't know. This I don't know factor is causing huge concerns for our industry. Fish and chips is the British national product, the family's favourite dish. We may lose it. If it carries on like this, it's very, very scary. And I don't know how our industry, fish and chips industry, is going to cope.
Ariana Lucente, SBS News.